Carolina Hurricanes. What a big game last night. Las Vegas Golden Knights had come into this game, I believe, having won 8 straight road games, and they were up 2-0 on the Vegas Golden Knights. They got back into that game, goes to overtime, and they come through with an overtime victory. Here's Rod Brindamore, head coach of the Carolina Hurricanes, after the win last night.
Oh, I feel great. It was a good game. You know, we had a little lull there, but thought it was a great game, entertaining. Good finish, obviously, and really tough to find anyone that wasn't good. We played really solid. The first period was great. Came out, did everything we needed to. Should have been probably ahead. Couple weird bounces there, and then got ahead. And, you know, obviously they got a couple of late ones, but I liked how we got right back on in overtime. And, you know, it was certainly an exciting overtime.
They come out with the win. Sebastian Aho was fantastic in that game. He's been fantastic this season. Abby Labar, Bally Sports, now joining us here on the Heister Automotive Group Hotline. Abby, what's up?
I don't know why you guys need me. Rod just summed it all up right there.
All right. Well, good talk. We'll check in with you next Wednesday.
No, that was a fun game last night. And I love, you know, it's always interesting to hear what he has to say after these games, because he's such a realist, right? Like, the reality is, like, everyone wants to play a perfect 60 minutes of hockey, and that's not going to happen every night. Like, even your best games, you're still going to have lapses, but it's how do you make up for those lapses, right? And so last night, it was the third period, and it wasn't really a lapse. It was more like Vegas pushed, and Vegas is a good team. You knew that was going to happen. And so then what do you have to make up for that? A good goaltender, right? And so I loved what he had to say post game about that one, because it was a fun game despite the Hurricanes being out in front and Vegas coming back. It was a pretty solid performance all around.
Abby Labar, Bally Sports, joining us here on the OG. Canes winning last night against the Vegas Golden Knights. I guess I understand that they're not whole, but this is about as whole as the unit has been here as of late, especially with both goalies. And, you know, you have your fully healthy core players. So I guess last night was a good test of where exactly this team was, because Vegas coming into this game has been on a hot one.
Yeah, for sure. And I like that you brought up the lineup situation, because a lot of people keep asking about Ethan Bear. What's wrong with Ethan Bear? Well, nothing is wrong with Ethan Bear. The team's just playing good and everyone's healthy. Like, you're going to have to scratch somebody, right? Mm-hmm. And Brendan Smith has been that odd man out, and Brendan Smith has been playing well. So why not keep him in if he's playing well? And players are going to go through those things. Like, this morning at practice, it was Ethan Bear was taking more reps than Brendan Smith with Ian Cole on that third pairing. So, you know, a scenario where, okay, maybe they put Ethan Bear back in. But again, when you're playing so well, why change it up? And then you just know that you have the rest of these guys behind you that are healthy scratches.
It's interesting you kind of are alluding to how fans are wondering why. Well, when you are as healthy as you can be, what has been the big talking point about the Carolina Hurricanes and why a lot of people are high on them in the playoffs? They have depth. They have an incredible amount of depth. And, yes, it does lead to some situations like this where there's going to be some odd men out.
And they're good players, too. Like, it's not – we're not talking about – and it's the same thing with Josh Lavo. Like, the Canes brought him in. He did media day with me. We're all thinking he's going to be up here with the big club. And then you have all these other guys that are producing, and you have no choice but to send him down. And this is a guy that you call up, and everyone's like, oh, cool, Josh scored his – you know, first goal with the Canes. Like, he is an NHL player. Like, he has NHL experience. It's just the Canes don't have an option to keep him up right now because everyone else is playing so well. So, it's a great problem to have. It'll be interesting to see. People have already started asking me about the trade deadline. It'll be interesting to see what happens come that time, but that's a story for another day.
Abby Labar, Bally Sports, Carolina Hurricanes, joining us here on the OG on the Heister Automotive Group Hotline. All right, knock on wood, Abby. I think we're getting a regular week out of the Canes here. They play at Ottawa Thursday, and then the back-to-backs this weekend with New Jersey and San Jose. Antti Raanta, we're going to see him Sunday, you suspect?
Well, so I don't know. There could be, and Walt Ruff is our Hurricanes insider that works for the team. He actually is the one that pointed this out today when we were at practice. The Canes have been practicing with their Whalers gear on, goalies included, because they are going to be wearing that gear on Friday for Whalers night, or no, Saturday. Yeah, okay. I'm losing track of the days. And Ranta had his Whalers gear on 2 days ago. Today, he actually had his other pads on. So could be possibly maybe see him tomorrow night. I don't know. But again, you do have the back-to-back coming up. So I don't know if that really makes sense to play him tomorrow and then knowing you have to play him this weekend. Or maybe that's why. They play him, get him some reps, and then know that you can rely on him again this weekend. So something to watch for sure because, again, you have to balance the workload for these goaltenders. And Freddie's been getting a lot of it. So
yeah, but they got waxed by New Jersey last week with their eighth string goalie. They're not going to show up on Saturday night with anyone other than Freddie Anderson. I got news for you.
And so, you know, everyone keeps saying that, but poor kid had no chance. They weren't helping him in front of him.
That's fair. But yeah, it does relitigate the whole E-Bug situation, right? That you could pull a guy out of stance and he could make a better showing than what he did in his game.
I'm just saying, it's historically pointing
these things out. That's all I'm doing. So we see Freddie on Saturday. That's what I'm getting at. Is Ranta healthy enough for us to see him the rest of this week potentially?
I think there's no question about his health right now. I think he's because they sent Jack LaFontaine down to Chicago I can't remember if they put him on the taxi squad. Regardless, he has not been practicing with the Canes. It's been Ranta and Anderson. They would have kept that third goalie up here if Ranta wasn't fully healthy. So
Abby LaBar, Bally Sports, Carolina Hurricanes joining us here on the OG. It's funny, Jillio and I will occasionally reference the great Sidney Lowe, who once said, your best players have to be your best players. It sounds simple enough, but oh so true when it comes to sports and the success of your team. I'm looking at Sebastian Aho, and that's exactly what's going on right now. Your best players have to be your best players, and maybe it's a combination of Aho's demeanor in combination with the way the Carolina Hurricanes don't exactly play nationally. But it is interesting that he continues to have nights like he did last night, and it doesn't really register. Maybe if he was another team, it would play differently. Maybe if he was of a different demeanor, it would play differently. But it is interesting how Aho is putting up some numbers, and it's just kind of being under the radar in the NHL on a national level.
Yeah, well, are we surprised? I feel like this happens with the Hurricanes on a number of different levels. Andrei Svechnikov is another big one right now. Like, he's on this is his fifth, he just recorded his fifth straight multi-point game, which is a huge stat. And just the way that he's playing, too, like the intangibles, what you watch on the ice has been incredible. Talk about giving this team a boost of energy. And again, that's not going to get the exposure if you're not watching this team every single night, because there's so many things that happen with this group, the way that they play, the energy, the work ethic that they play with, that you kind of think about, like they say, the eye test, right? Like if you're not actually watching this team, you don't really understand how dangerous they are. And so I think that's another under the radar type of thing. If you want to say, oh, well, why aren't the Canes getting,
they probably
the
like that,
attention?
Don't they?
You know,
they like that.
What?
They probably like that. I mean, Rod Brindamore is like in the NC State family by marriage. He understands this.
Yeah, they all get it. And it's great. I think that's why they have the attitude and the confidence that they have. They know that, and it gives them a little bit of a chip on their shoulder for sure.